Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio by Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy. We were talking during the first segment about his decision to retire at the end of next month and also a lot about his background and history. Sheriff Mealy, next thing I want to ask you about is a little bit more just about some of the memories that'll stand out during your times in the sheriff's office, whether it be high-profile cases or incidents that you responded to.
One of the things I kind of wrote a few notes. I remember one time that we were in briefing, and that there was a call between a husband and wife had gotten into an argument, and she ended up throwing a knife at him, which went into the wall, and so it was a domestic call. And so by the time that I get out there, and I was the only deputy. In those days, usually it was just one deputy that would go out to these types of things. But, you know, we have seen that it's better for that, you know, in domestic violence cases that another or two deputies go out. It's better to defuse and the situation and whatnot. So when I got out there, it was obviously very chaotic. The husband and the wife, they had gotten in an argument, and so she ended up going to jail. The husband didn't want her to go to jail. The husband, you know, was saying, "Oh, she didn't mean it," and so on and so forth. So as I said, it got kind of chaotic. So as I'm trying to put the handcuffs on her to take her to jail, Scruffy comes in to play now, and so now their dog is barking and yelling and or chirping away. And the next thing I know, as I'm putting the handcuffs on her, their little dog ends up latching on to my, not just my pant, but my calf. And I end up having this dog latched on to my calf, and it's like, how my day started, and so it's just a disagreement between two people that you know, obviously she didn't mean to throw the knife or to hurt her husband. She meant to throw the knife, but she didn't mean to hurt her husband. But you know, she was going to end up going to jail to, you know, and that was, you know, trying to defuse the whole situation. But I ended up going to the hospital and getting a couple of stitches in a leg. That's always an interesting one. And then to make it even that much more interesting, this couple had a child that went to school with one of my kids. So that makes it a little bit more interesting, is that now you're there to solve a situation, but you know them on a personal level, or at least you see them. And so that's what a small community brings, is those type of things. You end up bumping into people in the grocery store. You bump into them at, in those days it was Kmart, but now it's Walmart and so on. So, you know, that was one of the things that you had to learn relatively quickly, is that if you're going to live in this community and police in this community, you need to make sure that you teach people treat people with respect, because you never know when the next time you're going to bump into them. And there's just so many other things of incidents of cases of, you know, very sad cases where people may have lost a child. Those are the things that don't ever leave me. I still remember the children that have died of when I was working coroner and investigations, that may have died from SIDS or an accidental drowning or an array of deaths, and all the people that may have died or injured and then ended up dying. I remember their faces. I may not remember their names, but I remember their faces. I remember the things that led up after that case and so on and so forth. So those things haven't left me. They're part of me. They're part of my memory. So you know, I've had a great career, a lot of happy things, but also several sad and you know, trying experiences. But all in all, it's been a great experience.
We're going to take one more break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment with the sheriff in just a minute.